We live, mother.
We live, motherfucker. We live, motherfucker.
Been watching Dexter.
Thanks to me, yeah.
Dexter won.
Yeah, that's my favorite. First that, season, yeah.
Right when I saw that guy, I knew exactly who that
Sergeant
was.
Sergeant Dokes. Yeah, you need that we guy. Know it. Surprise, motherfucker.
Extra fries.
Large fry, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right.
That's the one.
All right. Man.
Thank you, YouTube. Welcome you to Forge Talk. Man, what a time we've had, huh?
Tornadoes, snowstorm.
And then now another snowstorm coming.
Cold.
Yeah.
We all have hoodies and beanies on except for Webb.
Was you a follower of the weatherman that...
Yeah, I noticed
that. Is that shit real? Is that shit real?
Yeah, it's for real.
Matt,
yeah.
Whatever.
Loblin.
The...
Why do they kick them out?
No, they're in the process of it, apparently. It's the parent company of WLOV.
Allen Media Group.
Yeah. They're apparently laying off the Mediology Group.
It's kind of a bad thing to lay off, really.
Yeah. Stupid. I mean, that's like the best.
That's
ever.
What people there's watch so the fucking many, news
yeah,
for.
That's the only reason. I mean, there's,
yeah. What's the weather going
to
be?
They've got so much of a following, too, that it's like...
They never got to the fucking James Spann.
Well, but think about how long we've been on the air. And like his whole get up with the suspenders.
Well, see, they're just very robbing close. From James Spann.
Yeah.
But still, though, he's got a large following for this area. I mean, he could have his own independent like
that's
show and people would probably still watch it.
That's
you know?
Probably what they'll wind up doing.
Yeah,
some
I
kind
hope
of
so.
The weather show with Matt.
I hope so.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I think he lives.
They're good. We you know, we came up. We brought him up. You know, a while back about that. So that was.
He does a good job, though.
He does. Like, he really does.
You know, and only what? Only job to where it's almost impossible to get it right. But good grief, you can get the word out about. Hey, you might want to take cover.
Yeah, I mean, he's one that actually cared. He cared about his viewers and who was, you know, in around. And he was pretty damn accurate, too.
He was good.
Yeah, I mean.
His own point.
Shout out to you, Matt.
Yes, for real. I hope it all works out one way or the other. I hope he doesn't get laid off altogether and whatever.
Is he a meteorologist or is he just a weatherman?
Well, I mean, you have to be a meteorologist. Well, yeah, I know you don't have to be, but, you know, you have to have some knowledge.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah, you have to have some knowledge of it.
Is it a team doing it for him and he's just the face, or is it really him?
I mean, he's got to know. You got to know a little bit about it if you're going to announce. I mean, you do. No. You have to know,
man.
Something.
Teleprompter.
Yeah, but still.
Just read off the screen.
Yeah. Just read it off
you
the screen.
You can't be like that. Over time, you can't do
that.
That
was on the screen. Look. That was on the screen. Clap, motherfucker.
Clap, motherfucker.
Subscribe, motherfucker.
But you know, you can't do it for that long and not have knowledge of it. You
well, I mean, yeah, I watched the weather long enough. I feel like I can kind of predict it sometimes.
Was I the only one in the group that considered myself a storm chaser?
Oh, no. I think I would do that. Every time, I'd be like, yep, let's do it.
Time to go drive out and see what's got fucked up.
Yeah, buddy. Like, if anybody's ever watched the movie Twister. You went and ran after a damn tornado. You know you did. You went towards it. You didn't run away from it. You wanted to figure it out. But that's how it goes. But yeah.
Yeah, but to your point, though, really, like, I'm sure that could be pulled up.
Like, Brian Owens, the weather guy for WCVI before they just completely went to shit.
He was just like a weather advocate.
He was just a read the fucking teleprompter. He ain't no shit.
Interesting.
He'll do it.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah, it really is. It's all.
And that's like the guy at WCVI now. He's not a meteorologist.
That's a job I couldn't imagine doing if I wasn't like just. Passionate about.
You'd do it, yeah. I mean, I guess some pays well.
I guess it pays well in a good area.
It pays well enough.
Know?
I mean, you'll do just about anything, you know. I mean, $20 is $20. I mean,
I'm sure. Even here, they make her the TV personalities make around 60-70 grand a year.
All right.
Maybe even 100. Maybe.
Look out!
I mean,
TV personality. At least people know the face, huh?
Yeah. Radio doesn't pay like that.
Yeah.
But. TV does.
I mean, I mean, luckily you definitely had the face for radio.
Yeah, I was good for radio, man. I had not be on TV.
I had Cameron ask. He's like, wasn't John, he was Big John on 999, right? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, years ago. Past life.
And I was like, you can start doing this with me. I call the radio station every day to give them my disgruntlements.
Oh, God.
John was best.
I saw my old boss walking down the street not long ago.
Surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker. You know, it was always weird when I turned the radio on and I'd hear your voice. I'd be like,
hey, I talked to that guy last night. He was drunk.
That's John. Yeah, that's weird.
That dude was fucked up last night. Oh, yeah. He was still fucked up that morning,
I'm like, he's still fucked up all
day. The first porch talk that we did it at the studio.
Yeah, the studio. Drank beer in the studio.
What? Stryker said I couldn't go into the room.
Yeah, he couldn't
go into the main room.
Because I was having to record my fucking airship.
Oh, yeah.
While we were doing the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna taint the airways, man. We can't let you in there. I'm sorry.
Welcome you.
The old YouTube shorts you used to do. What was it? Raptor News.
Raptor News.
Raptor News.
Yeah. Let's bring that back. Sometime.
That is good, man. Raptor News. I used to love it. I'd see you with your fucking glasses on, your yellow aviator-looking glasses.
I've
got
to get me some more of those. Yeah. I broke them.
Oh, man. Those are fire.
I used to get shit hammered and just make videos.
Oh, that's
Raptor News.
that's some Hunter S. Thompson shit right there.
I had it going on, man.
Yeah. I remember that
shit was funny.
It was. Look back at that days, it's wild. We were
reminiscing about old drunk porch talks.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. Off the deep end used to go for 5-6. We would pass out recording.
I remember when we woke up one morning and my computer
was still
recording. And I just listened to the back half of it and it was just like a secretive snoring.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, man, we were wild.
You were just talking about doing it. I was like, we need to jump back into one of these 7 to 9 hour.
Yeah, you were talking about doing a fucking 5 hour podcast.
Let's do it.
We've done it. And like, just all I wouldn't put like a 7 hour, chop it up.
Oh, yeah. wouldn't put the people through that
3 hour
or the JRE experience
at all. That'd be rough. Yeah.
You start listening to us in the morning, we take you all night.
We
take you to bed.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, motherfucker.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
And, it seems like it's a long ways off, but Porch Fest is right around the corner.
I mean, hell, in 2023, we were even thinking about 2025. We're here already. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be
wild. Man, I am, we'll get into some of the lineup if you want to, but
You've been working hard.
The day after last year's Porch Fest, I went ahead and started preparing and planning for this one.
Yep.
And,
because, I mean, every year I always tell, like, Mark or John or, hell, you. I mean, like, I was like, just, you're going to be there. You're going to be around. Like, if there is anything I didn't think about, let's write that down so I correct it next time.
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
A lot of people are saying that.
You need to do 3 days.
A lot of people are saying that.
Because you never miss a Sunday show. Make the Sunday jam.
Yeah. We can make the last day of Porch Fest our show.
Yeah, live. We could do Porch Talk at the end, kind of like Mike Rainey and them do. Have them come on.
Have everybody on it. Yeah.
Fucking 6 people on one podcast.
How great. Let's go for 10.
Been done before.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just have the whole crowd. Come on.
Just be like, anybody got anything they want to say? Come on.
You've always.
Phones up.
Yeah.
It's running. We're recording. Yeah. We don't really care about YouTube censors or any of that shit. So
I have a couple surprises that I'm not going to announce musically, but To give you an
idea. Are you bringing back Hank Williams?
Hank Williams.
Yeah, senior.
Like from the dead?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, no.
Damn.
Okay.
But
not that surprised.
It is going to be a lot of singer-songwriter. There's more bands booked this year. I put the bands more toward the end. So it's going to flow from like singer-songwriter folky, and it's going to get a little heavier as we go. And then by the end of the night, we got a big 10-piece Red and the Revelers horn section and all. And just a full-blown party. And then we'll close the thing out with comedy. Stand-up.
I will sleep all day. And then come in at night.
I will come.
Yeah.
I will be there.
And that is the way it's scheduled. And then...
I'll probably pop in and out throughout the day.
Yeah, I mean, I'll stop by like I did last. I'm like, what's up, motherfucker? And run off.
So Friday, it's April 11th, 5 to 10. We'll do outside stage only. The street will be shut down. We'll have porta potties. There'll be vendors.
Hopefully how long are the porta potties going to stay there?
All
I may poop.
All weekend.
Will they be cleaned every day?
That's a different story. We didn't pay for that.
They'll do that when they get picked back up.
Right? I might be funky before the end.
Yeah, you better hit it first.
Especially if you got Taco Amigo out there with refried beans and shit.
Ooh. Woo. Thinking about that now, maybe they're not a good idea.
They're a great idea.
No, they're fantastic.
They need to be
man.
Picked up every day.
Just need to get that shit scooped out of that motherfucker.
Just let them know, hey, you need to come through with the damn pressure washer.
Hey, we're going to need the super sucker.
Yep.
We had Taco Amigo yesterday.
Bring it on.
It's like... all right, everybody, we're going to have nice light salads, okay?
That was the beautiful thing about the...
bean salads.
The one of the last festivals I went to, the Exit 111, which unfortunately will never, ever be again. It was the first and only. But... their porta potty every morning. They were like steaming.
Yeah,
they were perfect.
Well,
like,
y'all were camping there.
Yeah,
though,
we camped it out.
You need a nice bed.
Yeah, there were probably about 100 porta potties out there. Every morning they came and did every single one of them.
Because if you're out there roughing it, man, you need a good place to shit.
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you this: it's like I've seen some of the venues now. I know like Avondale does it. The Orion in Huntsville is, you know, instead of like your traditional and porta potty talk, I mean, it's our favorite segment.
Yeah.
But they would have like these standalone trailers, like like half of a single wide trailer,
air conditioned, cold,
heated, and it stalls.
Yeah.
And like it has its, I think it goes down to its own septic
disposal.
Tank.
Yeah.
That was the last time they had a Slice Fest at Slice Furnace. They had those out there, nice bat for the VIP section.
Of course,
yeah, yeah.
You got to pay to play, baby.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Well, but you know, that was the good thing about the radio station. We always got VIP.
Yeah, go ahead and get y'all's tickets in for 2029 Porch Fest. We'll have a VIP.
Thank you, VIP. Yes.
Meet and greet.
Yeah.
You get to meet and greet all of us. So. No, because you can't talk to us. No.
I hide behind
too big.
In the green room.
We are too big.
But like, no.
I come up on stage in between every act, and then I go hide in the corner like a cockroach. That's what I do.
That's exactly what he does. Shit, I think you cooked pizzas last time, didn't you, for a little while?
I cooked a few. I was like, just treat me like any other guy.
Like, I'm just here.
I don't know. You want fries, motherfucker?
Small fry, motherfucker.
If you could talk Ryan into bringing back the brats, that would be pretty cool.
Well, we've talked about that, so we really feel like that's more of an Oktoberfest
thing.
We could eat a fucking bratwurst anytime.
You could.
We could have a bratwurst right now.
Yeah, we could. But, you know.
Oktoberfest.
That's going to take away from Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? It's still going to be Oktoberfest.
We just need a good shawarma. That's what we need. Just a good shawarma.
I want empanadas, goddammit. Give me an empanada.
That'll work. You know.
We got Alex.
Yeah. I want
1,000 tamales.
I want a, what is it, caramel apple empanada?
Oh, the old Taco Bell ones?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Caramel apple empanadas.
Those are on point. Yeah, buddy.
Man, you know, Taco Bell, they're doing the era?
They brought those back for a while.
Yeah.
I went to get one night after Porch Fest.
They were out.
Our Porch Talk, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go get me an empanada and make me an edible out of that motherfucker.
Right, no.
And I went over there. I'm like, can I get a caramel apple empanada? Went up there all fucking like,
I'm
excited.
So happy for it.
Can't wait.
You're like, no, motherfucker.
And they're like, no, motherfucker. I'm like, God.
We don't sell them no more.
I'm like, hey, they was just, I got one yesterday.
We out.
They're like, are they gone? Did I get the last one yesterday?
Yeah, I think we remember so. You. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Remember, you got five.
Yeah. Well, don't judge me.
You got our last five. Sorry.
I mean, maybe
they're only $1.29 a piece. I mean, damn.
Maybe a strawberry and cream empanada. That'd be nice, too.
What about just a regular beef empanada? Come on now.
No. That's I only like dessert shit. Empanadas.
The savory ones are good.
And then put ice cream on top and a little RSO, FSO sort of thing.
Anytime I have seen John with a dessert menu item from a fast food joint, I already know he has intentions.
He's partaked or is about to partake.
I saw that dude walking around with a McDonald's parfait, and I was like, well, I know where tonight's going.
I mean, in most cases, it's probably already gone. It's already, he's there. He's like,
see you on the other side, see motherfucker.
I'm going to.
Oh, we're
going to
wear it out.
Best thing we could have done was watch Dexter today.
I'm telling you, man.
I could have watched another episode.
I've got you hooked. He's never seen it before.
I've never watched
it. It's one of my top favorite shows ever, to be honest with you.
The original series, I've probably watched it 3 or 4 times.
Really?
The way through?
No, I've watched them all the way through, but I don't want to go back and rewatch them. And then today, I was like, it's been almost 20 years since it came out. I mean, it's 19 years. It's been like the first season, first episode.
They still rocking.
And it's still. Yeah, they're still like, they got the Nokia brick phones and things in there. I'm like, come on now.
Little faxer on this book there.
Come out 2006, and it's still. I mean, we watched like, what, three episodes?
Three episodes.
They're still just like, yeah.
And they don't introduce him a whole lot, but he's like typically at like every other crime scene. But that Asian character.
Oh yeah,
he's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's
funny. I was about to say he's like comic relief.
Yeah, he is. He's the perverted kind of guy in the background going hey, hey, hey. Yeah, exactly. That's him. So
he's like the sneaky dirty joke guy.
Yeah, he's like I'm gonna put one in there.
Every
now
workplace
then.
Does have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, it's, that's why it's so perfect. Everything in there is like you got the nerd,
right?
You got the guy you don't care about, you got the guy you don't like, and you got the surprise motherfucker. I mean, it's just, they're all there. So, it's great. If you haven't watched Dexter, please watch it. It's just...
That original Sin's pretty good, too.
I haven't seen yet. The newest one, they just come out, the prequel, because they have like...
that's like him as a kid.
One, yeah. Yeah, that's him as a kid.
Because they had the little short limited series of his son. First.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
New Blood.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty good. No, they actually finally ended it.
Yeah,
they ended it at that one. So
yeah, it wasn't. I didn't care for it.
After 8 years of it being, because it went 8 years before that came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the seventh season or eighth season or whatever it ended, they left you still fucking cliffhanging.
Yeah,
like
cliffhanging.
Son of a bitch, you know. And then 8 years later, they come out with that. I was happy.
So
for
the first three episodes were fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, they came with it.
And then it's just like
it drug out. Yeah. But they did finally end it, which was good. But then now they come out with another one with a prequel. So I'm ready for it.
I like Michael C. Hall, man.
Yeah, he should have a lot more actual big roles. I mean, he was in 6 Feet Under. He was
I love in that Six show. Feet. Have you ever watched that one?
That was a good show too.
6 Feet Under is a good one. It's more like, I guess you could say family oriented.
Yeah, yes, but no. Yes, but
yeah,
no.
It's a lot of.
Was it HBO or Cinemax?
HBO.
It was still HBO, so it was kind of.
It's kind of like True Blood, but softer.
Like the most amount of TV I watch is probably hanging out with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, but you and I, you used to put on like Rick and Morty.
I'd put on cartoons. I love cartoons.
Or what was the other one? You do Simpsons a lot.
Boondocks. I like that.
Boondocks.
Ruckus.
You watch some Solar Opposites?
That's same as Rick and Morty.
Same, yeah. Same shit. Yeah,
that's some great shit.
But yeah, like, of course, previous relationship, you know, you had your chick kind of shows you what, New Girl?
New Girl, watch that one. Yeah. I watched How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always enjoyed the show, It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty funny.
But I've never seen, like, every episode. Like,
every episode. Through,
yeah. I've always seen, like, bits and pieces, like, kind of here and there.
I've always liked it, though.
Yeah, it is funny.
That's good. The way you watch that show. It's not a show that you just watch matter. All the way through yet.
Yeah, you really don't. It doesn't matter.
Seinfeld was that way. Yeah, Seinfeld was
just like, it didn't matter. Just whenever it come on.
Any episode, if somebody got their finger cut off in this episode, they'll have that finger next episode.
Yeah.
They'll know. They'll know it, yeah. But, yeah. Like, talk about relationships. A show that I guess I got into with a relationship was You. I thought it was pretty good. It gave me Dexter vibes. It really did. Like, it was kind of, because it was, they.
See, I never would have gave, like, if shit. I was going through Netflix and I watched the preview for that show, I probably wouldn't even gave it a chance.
Really?
It's like not anything that I'm into.
Yeah.
But. You know, after sitting down with it and actually watching, I was like, man, it's captivating.
You get invested with the characters. You're and like,
it gets so much more intense when he starts almost getting caught every other episode.
It gets wild.
So we got some watching to do.
Oh, yeah.
We're
on episode three.
There's
we
got fucking nine eight seasons. Yeah, I was like eight or nine seasons of that shit.
Well, nine, including New Blood. So.
New Blood.
Yeah. Long time.
Long time, motherfucker. Yeah. But
I mean, when you start watching Dexter, you have set into watching the series.
Oh, yeah. You definitely
watch
do.
Over a month or so, probably. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So every week, just come early enough to watch an episode.
Yeah, well, at that rate, we'll never get done. Yeah, we gotta watch like.
Yeah, you'll be
three.
Watching that shit for 9 years. Yeah, for real. Fuck Dexter. God.
I'm tired.
It's probably the best one-liner.
Yeah,
that
it
show.
Really is. That one is like the most relatable.
Surprise, motherfucker. And you know, not to spoil anything for you, but when Dexter kills him, I wish you would have said, "Surprise, motherfucker."
Yeah, he should have. Yeah, I wasn't gonna bring it up to him, but you know, I was like, he's not gonna be around the whole.
Yeah, he's gonna get dead.
He's not gonna be around the whole time. So just spoiler there a little bit, but
yeah, I ran out of time.
Yeah, you know, I
ran out of time.
Actually, you know, and honestly, to tell you the truth, I think that whole thing really got sprouted off because of TikTok. Because there was a TikTok about it, about the whole. They had the surprise, motherfucker, large fry, motherfucker, here we go, all that kind of shit, you know? And
gotta go.
And I don't know if any, I mean, I know y'all didn't care anything about TikTok. I was on it.
Oh, good and, topic change, dude.
And hopefully, you know, hopefully everybody.
Is it that? Can you pull it up?
Can you pull it up right now?
I hope everybody's 16-hour ban of TikTok was horrible because it was 16 hours that it was down.
They all got grounded.
Yeah, it was like you pulled it up and it popped up. It said, sorry, but U.S. government has, you know, we've done a ban and we're, you know, anyway, it was a whole big thing. And then today, because that was last night, about probably 7 or 8 is when it went out.
Yeah.
And then today at noon popped up, hey, we're back.
Because they found the Chinese, it's not even a Chinese company.
No, I mean, I don't even know what the whole fucking reason was.
Because Donald Trump thought that. The Chinese government was using TikTok to spy on fucking Americans.
I mean, they,
the goddamn most ridiculous they, shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Any and everybody knows what the hell we're doing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's got privacy.
And
every since
we rely on China probably more than any fucking country in the world, to be honest with you. So, what does it matter?
I'm sure all of us have at least 2 things on us right now that are from China.
Oh, we can barely go probably... Yeah.
Stop recording.
We don't even have to go a foot away from each other. We got some shit that's doing it. But, you know.
China.
But anyway, I mean, I still felt.
Admit it or not.
I felt everybody's pain, though. Whenever they were shutting it down, and I had a lot of followers, the people I was following that was like touching on it, about how it changed their lives. And I get it. That was a lot of people's like income.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of people making money.
This time last year, I was making a shitload of money on TikTok myself. I did a lot of that until I got shut down.
There was a lot of money being made.
Yes, there was, and I felt a lot of people that got found out, like you were talking about the Red Clay Strays. They got found out through TikTok. A lot of other artists knew that too.
Hot chicks with OnlyFans enjoyed TikTok.
Well, that was one thing I was going to say is that there was a lot of people going to have to oil up. Yeah. Since they were shutting down, all these influencers that were doing okay on TikTok, they're going to have to switch to OF or something, to make ends meet. But
I knew it wasn't going to fucking last, dude.
Yeah.
Here in 2025, you can't keep the Chinese down.
No. Nope. Fried rice, motherfucker.
I mean, there's so many of them. Yeah. They outnumber us probably 7 to 1.
Yeah.
At least 70 to 1, maybe, if they let all the girls live. But, they murder every third girl or some shit. Yeah,
they're all so close to each other because of the
landmass. I think that's a myth.
I don't know.
Well, I think that was something that happened back in the day. Yeah, I don't think it's anything that happens now.
I don't know. If they're killing every other girl. Jesus Christ. Like, how many girls are they having over there?
They love you long time, though.
Me love you long time.
Then I had a coworker tell me the funniest shit the other day that was real close to what you said. But I had been working on this. There's this building. It has 4 small businesses in it. And the building has been divided up and spread back open. It's been a lot of different things, right? And we never really could figure out which water meter went to what. We never could get a good audit on the building. We finally got it, and I was telling my coworker, because I had cut a water meter off, and this guy come out, and he's, "Is something wrong?" I said, "Yeah. Last time I talked to you 6 months ago, you didn't speak English." And we got
Rosetta Stone, motherfucker.
Well, that's what he was playing. And when we got back into the truck, we're headed back to the office, and I was like, "Got him."
Yeah.
And my coworker says, he said, "Anytime a Chinaman's involved, you never know how it's going to go."
Wow.
I was like, "Well, that's one instance of it."
Yeah. Rosetta Stone. There we go.
That is one language. I think I want to learn a little bit of Vietnamese just where I can talk to the people, the Vietnamese workers we have.
Oh.
Yeah. Say good morning.
I mean,
if I was
around, ethnic people, I definitely would learn their tongue.
To something. With at yeah. least be able to say hello or
yeah,
some shit.
For real. Konnichiwa.
No.
That's Japanese.
Yeah, that's right.
Japanese. They get real mad over that.
Yeah, I bet.
Oreo Mikado.
Yeah. Mr. Roboto.
Damo.
Oh, no. Here we go. Cancel.
Had another good meal this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't funded by Alan this time, though. We had to buy our own shit, cheap bastard.
Hey, it was still worth it.
It was still worth it. Damn good.
Oh,
yeah. That was the first time I ate there. Good plug, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, that restaurant.
Luna e Sol.
Luna e Sol.
Yeah. Sun and the moon.
That is I'm going to say, dude, this is probably top tier Mexican food in Columbus.
That's
not in a truck.
I mean, we've got a lot of Mexican around here. We've got a lot of Mexican food.
Mi Toro is for old people.
Yeah, I hate Mi Toro.
Mexican kitchen is for racist people.
Yeah, yeah. Mi Hacienda is on point.
They just got their liquor license back, so they can be put back in the Mexican
restaurant. There we go. There we go.
Instead of just a nice Taco Bell.
Yeah, we had El Patron.
El Patron did not.
No, not on point.
Went hitting on shit.
I mean, honestly, we only had Mi Hacienda, Taco Amigo, and now whatever the hell that one is.
Luna de Sol.
Luna de Sol, yeah. Which is owned by the same people that owns Mi Hacienda, so it makes sense why it's so delicious.
And their address is?
Something 18th Street.
Something
18th Street.
Right there in the old Logan's.
Yeah, old Logan's.
589.
I mean, the atmosphere is really awesome in there, too.
They kind of left everything very Logan-esque.
Yeah, but
I thought there was going to be a peanut hole on the floor.
There should have been some peanut holes on the floor.
Or at least some tortilla chips.
Yeah, just some.
We should have threw some there.
They should just be like throwing tortillas around. Yeah, just soo, you know. But
there was no Indian holding a cigar. I was upset, you know, holding a box of cigars. I was really upset about that.
Usually when you walk in, that's how they greet you at Logan's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was an Indian with a box of cigars.
They still do that?
No, that was at that Logan's.
It was a wooden thing.
I wonder where.
And they had the big barrels full of peanuts.
I bet it's in Columbus somewhere.
Yeah, somebody hooked it up.
Somebody
hooked that up, yeah. For real. It's somebody's kitchen.
Yeah, I'd put that in my foyer if I had a foyer. Yeah.
Nah, it'd be a centerpiece of my living room, bro. Shit.
Be like,
look at my Indian.
Hell yeah.
Don't take one of those cigars. They're funny.
They just rolled them yesterday. So. Yeah.
He had that thing to where like it would, and a joint would fly out of his mouth.
And if you were sitting at just the right angle, it'll fly right into yours.
There's a project out there.
Yeah, hey, somebody do it. I'm not. I don't have that kind of time. Somebody does.
I'm not trying to. But yeah, delicious meal.
That was good. I will say, I have eaten Mexican food 4 times this week.
I mean, that's about all we got around here. Mexican chicken and Chinese. That's about all you're going to get. Well, now, there's another chicken place coming in.
I've sworn off fast food. Except for Jack's, Cookout, and Arby's.
That's about all the fast food we got around here.
And Taco Bell.
No, I don't eat any Taco Bell anymore, man.
I hear you.
And
yeah.
No.
Well, you know,
I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat Dairy Queen.
Why not McDonald's?
I didn't eat McDonald's.
That shit is garbage, bro.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in probably six years.
The only thing that, like, their breakfast is pretty decent sometimes.
No, I'd rather go to Hardee's for breakfast.
I just don't like dealing with them Hardee's people because that woman does not know.
Yeah, it's worth dealing with.
They don't fucking understand how to use tap there.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And I forget my wallet quite a bit.
You're a cash guy anyway, so.
Well, no, I use like for everyday expenses. I use my card for everything.
Okay, I got you. But
I'm telling this old bitch how to use the tap.
Like, listen, motherfucker.
And I'm like, listen to me. Hold it at the reader and kind of close it. With it still pointing at, it's just not, I'm fucking telling you how to do it. And she's, it's just not working.
You're not my boss. You can't tell me what to do.
Then this other lady comes over from the front register and she's like, what's going on? Why can't you get this man out of the way? He don't have a card and I can't make his tap work. And she's like, get out of the way. She taps, restarts the thing. Thank you. Boom. Out. This fucking 75-year-old, I was about ready to come through the fucking window on this bitch.
Hey, but I bet that biscuit was banging.
Man, it was. It was.
What'd you go to?
Do
that candy bacon while
since No. I got it one time.
Candy bacon don't play, though.
I like their breakfast. Yeah, I try to get there before noon. So
I went there
breakfast.
This morning. I had the breakfast platter.
Yeah, their breakfast is on point.
When I was working at Bill Russell, the Ford place, I always ate bread every morning because I would leave for lunch at 11, and they do breakfast until noon. I ate breakfast every morning.
Yeah.
That rules, too. Takes me back to Adam Sandler's Big Daddy, trying to get, you know, they went to McDonald's. We stopped serving breakfast at I do think you should do it till noon.
Oh, yeah.
Standard.
Oh, and Hardee's does now, which is great. Yeah,
I get it. You've got to start. Yeah, you got to switch prep. Over yeah, you and
but
serve
there,
lunch.
But there is a buffer. There's still a buffer.
There's a window where I know you got some cold-ass eggs sitting in
honestly,
there.
Honestly, like, I don't know, 10:30 start, like, kind of.
Phasing it
like,
out.
You can start making lunch.
And stop cooking breakfast.
But still have breakfast until...
Okay, that is one aspect of that to think about. Yeah, you might need to free up some of the fryers, huh?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But, you know, you can probably... You can have a limited...
Yeah, limited breakfast.
Limited both up until noon, you know? You can have, you know...
Hell yeah.
We got all this until...
Now we're kings of the kitchen, all
right? That's right. We got the ideas in here, man.
Yeah, see, we're coming up with multi-million dollar ideas, and nobody's taking them up.
That's right. Brainstorm, motherfucker!
We should call this the Brain Trust and not Porch Talk.
Okay.
The Brain Trust.
This is the new segment.
Yep, there we go.
Did you hear how good that was?
Yeah.
I mean, we were all there. Brain Trust. Y'all all into it, right? That's good.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's 2025. Everybody should know how to use fucking Tap.
He's back on Tap.
Yep.
Oh.
You'd be surprised by how many people don't, though.
That's true. That's a lot.
That's all I used in Memphis, because they're like, you don't tap. I'm like, I have a card. They're like, we don't have a card.
We don't know how to. I was like, well, fuck you.
How do you
not have that? That came up before tap.
Yeah. I tell you, it is sideways. I still know people that prefer to swipe.
Yeah.
Like doing the chip, at least you ain't got somebody like breaking your card every time they swipe it.
Because don't nobody know how to swipe somebody else's card.
Oh, no. They're like,
forget how to fucking hold a card when you're holding somebody else's.
Will I do it?
Like, hold on. I have to tell them, like, take it easy on my baby. It's
like, I don't want to have to get another one.
We dressed for a funeral tonight. I just noticed.
We all in black.
It's gonna be warmer.
Dark and cold outside. No.
Mag Dispensary t-shirt.
You represent somebody else.
Advertisement, motherfucker.
It's too fucking cold to not have my jacket on.
I know, even inside. That's what's so sad about it, you know. Is what it is.
Yeah, I got porch vest. Yeah. But it's a black shirt.
He's in his black uniform over there.
Yeah, for real. But
he's in his work uniform.
I got my all black everything going on here. I'm in my funeral, motherfucker.
East side, motherfucker.
All you need to do, man, is start wearing some black Air Force Ones, man, and you'd be thugging all the time, Danny.
I know, man.
Hell yeah.
I know.
They'd be like, don't mess with him, man. He got on them black forces.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
That's awesome. I did just back to Porch Fest just again for a minute. Philadelphia comedy right now, we have 5 comedians so far. Drew Montana, Naeem Ali, Rob Cruz, Durag and the Deer Tag. Drew has Digital Bazooka. It's a prank phone call pod.
That's cool. I didn't know he was doing that now.
I like prank phone calls.
I do too. You remember Crank Hankers?
Crank Yankers and Jerky Boys.
Yeah. I like Crank Hankers the best.
Oh, yeah.
A little more local, Steve and DC of the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
With their ham phone calls.
Steve and DC, remember that? Yeah. Yeah.
They would call local businesses.
Yeah. Ask them for some wild shit.
Yeah.
And then Naeem, he's brought back, they have AO actually. It's a bunch of like facts that you probably never thought about. Just interesting, like, could be historical, could be scientific, it could be just, like, an interesting fact.
Yeah.
But a pretty cool show. He does that with Ben Staub, and then Mike Rainey's coming back. Dad Meat, Little Stinkers, Pods, onperks.com, Ryan Foster, new one, Foster Care.
Was he there last year?
No, he's the new one, okay. Ryan is. So, shout out to all those guys, and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good time.
We're talking to our investor, see if we can sponsor.
Awesome. We have Noble Seltzers. They're going to sponsor this year.
That's cool.
The Mag is sponsoring.
So, it'll be a lot of weed sponsoring Porch Fest.
Which I think awesome. Is the
probably fitting.
I know we can sponsor it with our nutrient line.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can sponsor it with our brand.
Yeah, there's... And I... yeah, you gotta...
It's a fine line.
Man. So it'll be. Yeah. It'll.
We
it'll,
have.
It'll,
we ha- We have. We have. If I can speak, we, ha- we actually have the most passionate lawyer about marijuana laws in the state, in Columbus.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she would be somebody that would be able to answer that question. Yeah. We can figure that out quick.
So instead of Max Harvest, it'd say something like Emerald Harvest. Whatever. And that's our new line. So.
Yeah.
Just as long as ain't nobody going to get in trouble, because I know, like, when it comes to that, you cannot just advertise it.
Yeah.
It's sanctioned.
It's a thing.
Well, I mean, nutrients, you can use them to grow anything. So,
yeah, I mean,
just happens to be.
I mean, we got vape shops getting taken down around here. Come on now.
Exactly. Hold on. I'm glad you brought that up, Danny, because I was going to hit on that.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers busted, like, 4 vape shops. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's right that kids have access to nicotine vapes and whatnot. But, motherfucker, we had access to cigarettes when we was fucking 15, 16 years old.
I was the guy that sold them. Yeah. No, I was.
Yeah, so it's just the same thing in a different bag. And in this weed, this weed business is... Eventually, Mississippi is just going to have to get off the titty.
Yeah.
When it comes to weed. But now my homies from other states are like, we ain't never seen THCA flower in a smoke shop. And they're coming from like Cali, Oklahoma, Arizona.
Is that farm bill written up a little different for each state then?
No, it's nobody it's else same. Does that bullshit. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty nuts, ain't it?
Yeah. That's just...
Yeah, and Mississippi's like, well, they won't let us have weed, so we're just going to manipulate the fuck out of this hemp bill.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything, you know, negative to any of those states that you mentioned, but if that was going to be in a state, I would think Mississippi, just because every college around here, and like, just think about how many people in this town who are just like, when it comes to agriculture, it's like, that motherfucker been doing it for 250 years.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it baffles me.
Being able to write a law and...
That we have unsolved violent crimes.
They worried about here. a fucking vape
and
shop.
They're worried about kids doing shit that they've always done.
Yeah. Exactly.
Always fucking. Yeah. It's been that store. It's been this dude over here.
If they're gonna find it, they want it.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. And you know, exactly. Saying you got to be 21 to buy fucking nicotine now.
Whatever.
So you got your 19-year-old fucking hot chick dating 25-year-old fucking Kyle is going and buying all these motherfuckers vape pens, weed, and whatever. So,
shit's happening.
Just let it fucking be.
It'd probably be a lot easier on everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's
easy.
Low risk.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Low risk.
Yeah.
Imagine all the tax dollars y'all can make off of this. Come on now.
And, you know, thinking that if other counties in the state were doing it, maybe it would matter.
I'll tell you, man, like, when it comes, and I agree with you, like, when it comes to violent crimes, or when it comes to what you and I would probably consider, like, more important than doing that, sure. Yeah. But if someone is willing to commit a violent crime, you better be swatted the fuck up, because it's going to be war if you start pursuing that.
You don't think so? People, no matter if you're a cold, hard killer. You're not going to just... It takes a special kind of person to get in a shootout with the police.
I'm just thinking... Like,
more than a murderer.
But I would say that those people are more... Like, it would be a little more natural for them to be able to...
Yeah.
Do that behavior.
Be a part of that kind of action. And, you know, I am a person that has fought the police.
Just saying.
So, I'm probably not the best person to ask those kind of questions. I'm like, fuck them motherfuckers. Ain't nothing but a dude with a piece of metal on his chest. Fuck you.
Damn.
Bitch, you getting paid $15 an hour to get fucking shot at. Shut up.
I'm surprised we haven't heard any gunshots yet.
Yeah.
We've been well, I guess it's too cold out there right now.
It's cold. When it's cold outside.
It is 29 degrees right now, so
the fucking shenanigans kind of get put on hold for a minute.
People are like, I ain't going inside.
You don't really see a protest or a riot in the winter, do you?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, they're like, no way. It's not worth it.
There's a season for it.
Yeah. It's not, ain't it.
It's like, I have strong views, but not when it's cold.
I'll be on Facebook talking about how strong my views are.
Yeah, I just put all that stuff.
Catch me on Facebook. Yeah.
But you know what? The springtime, I'll be back out. Like, I'll be back again.
Like, I can do it in my bedroom and put it on TikTok now.
It's pretty well known. I don't care much for the sheriff's department here. I just feel like they wasted a whole lot of resources for nothing.
Well, yeah.
That was the point I was making. Is they did all this.
They made a big deal about it.
Made a huge deal.
Like
huge
deal.
It
was all over the place. Like, oh my god.
Like my ex-wife in Memphis sent me a text message about it.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely made a big deal about it.
And I'm like, yeah, I told you they were selling weed in there like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, everybody knew it. Yeah. This one guy's like, oh, hey, let's sting them out.
And, you know, the reason why is because that shit's so unregulated. Like, yeah.
No, Mark was telling me that they had these guys that obviously looked like they were probably trying to do some kind of a sting on the mag.
Yeah.
And walked in and was asking about, is it legal to sell? Are shrooms legal in Mississippi?
Shrooms?
Yeah. Psychedelics.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a dispensary. We don't... How would we know about that?
We don't know. So we don't have that.
Good answer.
We're not a pizzeria.
Just because we sell weed don't mean we have all drugs.
Yeah, exactly. It's just...
Right. You know, just fishing. Just like, trying to see if there's...
It's like, we ain't got that. You want some heroin?
Dude, that's why I hate this fucking town, because they have their goddamn priorities so fucked up.
True, they do.
I mean, I catch these motherfuckers that's driving down Main Street at 2 in the morning going 110 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it's me.
All the time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't catch him. Yeah, he's fine.
He's like, he's a pro at it.
That Tacoma won't even go 110 miles an hour.
He's got a license to do that.
Yeah.
He just got it back.
And it also comes with a breathalyzer. I was forced to do it sober.
Dear mister, welcome to my fantasy, where everybody they seem to point to laugh at me. Oh, dear mister, welcome to my insanity. If you want, you could just close your eyes and join. Dear mister, come and meet my family, and soon you'll realize why I never feel loved. Oh, I can't handle life. I have no friends. No, there's nobody that really likes me, oh, except for you, the only one. Too bad that you're imaginary. Hope you like this melody, 'cause I wrote it all especially for you. Dear mister, please don't find nothing wrong with me, 'cause then you'd leave me here and I'd be alone. Oh, I can't handle life. Oh no, I've no friends. and there's nobody that really likes me, oh, except for you, the only one. It's too bad that you're imaginary.
Yeah, that's
he does everything he can do to create problems for things that he doesn't like. Any kind of kinks he can throw, he does.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And not that I want everybody out here smoking gas station weed, but.
But we got more problems than that.
Bigger fucking fish. Definitely do have a lot more problems than that.
Yeah. I can probably go out my driveway and turn left or right and find both problems better worse than that, to be honest with you. But you know.
There is fentanyl laced caffeine out here that these kids are calling cocaine and y'all are worried about weed.
Yeah. When are we gonna have good and safe snow again? I mean,
when is there gonna be good cocaine again?
Yeah. I mean, why can't we get back to those days?
Make cocaine great again.
Yeah. For real. I might even start back up. I don't know.
Hello. This movement is quick and successful. It picked up one person right when it was announced. You know what? I think I might go back.
If it got great again, yeah. This is bullshit. Yeah,
this is bullshit. What is this?
Oh my God, what does this show become?
Oh, wow.
We didn't have a shitty party this weekend.
No, we did not.
No.
Shitty party to be.
Just had some
about.
Good Mexican food.
Good Mexican food.
I forgot. I got to tell you my story.
Oh, yeah.
About a goose.
We got a bird story here going on. Just a little bit of a backstory, I guess, behind it is that if you may or may not know, my parents they run a food pantry that we give out food every month to people that need food or whatever, and I go every week to help them get food for this pantry, and I drive them. Well, my mom just got a new vehicle. She just got it's a 2021 Tahoe.
Okay,
it's
nice.
It's new to her. I mean, it's not brand spanking new, but it's new to her. It's really nice. And I was like, all right, cool. And I got to drive it. It was cool. And we were coming back from Tuscaloosa, and we were in Reform, and pulling on the back road from Reform to Millport. I don't know if you know that county road or whatever.
Talking about a six-pack of Rose Rocks.
No, we didn't do that.
Taking it
didn't
easy.
Didn't do all that. But we did come across a six-pack of Buzzards.
Hell yeah.
And I'm pulling around a corner, and there was a carcass, and there was buzzards. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was just kind of going about, and then all of a sudden they started dancing into the middle of the road. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, all right. I was trying to not, and there's one of them that took off, like, right in front of me. And it was right in front of the hood of the truck. It was just right there. I was like, I'm trying not to hit it. And then finally it flew up to go up over me, and apparently I scared the shit out of it. Because it just squirted all over the windshield and the hood of this brand new Tahoe. And it was, man, I don't know if y'all seen buzzard shit before.
It's weird. But it's not like regular bird shit.
It was traumatizing. It really was. It was rough. And I was like, oh my God.
I hit a buzzard one time.
I wish I'd have hit it instead, because that would have been a lot less mess to clean up.
Well, and I'll say this. This might be your story, but I've heard, like, you know, hell, where we're from, all three of us, like, it wasn't uncommon to have, like, every 2 months, so-and-so hit a buzzard. And, like, when it hits the windshield and if it throws up that bile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's rough.
You might as well burn the car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's rough. Damn. It's rough.
You ain't never going to get the smell out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm glad. That's why I'm glad it shit on it instead. But
I've never heard of like buzzard shit.
Well, you know, bird. You know, you've everybody's seen, you know, bird shit on a car. You know, that whole the whole thing. You know,
turn white. You...
yeah. but but this was horrible. You know, they eat rotting carcasses. So I mean,
mockingbird.
You're not gonna do that with buzzard shit. Oh, I'm gonna say you're not gonna do that.
Nah, this shit was rough.
It was rough, and I was like, wow. I was like, I kind of wish I'd have just hit it instead. Yeah. I mean, we did. It was new. Had our insurance, so it would have been good. But wow,
that you had to immediately go to the car wash.
What car wash?
The one in Gordo.
We didn't turn around. No, I just kind of turned I sprayed it off at the house. It was all right. It worked.
It's a pile of shit, though, I bet.
Oh, it was rough. It was rough. I was like, sorry, Mom. I was like, well. It just, I mean. It
surprise,
was
motherfucker.
Right in front of us, and it just flew up like it was going to go over. So it went.
Oh.
Wow.
With the LA fires, I don't know if y'all saw this. I learned this off of a TikTok clip.
There
I
you
did.
Go. See?
Was I don't have TikTok, but you know, TikTok is on every.
Oh yeah, every people share it media, and everywhere. Yeah.
It's everywhere. But you see the logo floating around. But just about 2 or 3 months ago, the governor of California voted in a law, and conveniently, with state form. About a month at the beginning of this year, the way I understood it, quit covering for fire.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that story?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like a good neighbor, huh?
Yeah. Dude, insurance companies are fucking shit.
They're
bags,
horrible.
Bro.
Insurance is the worst damn thing in the world, but the only thing you have to have.
Yeah. I mean, really?
It's like you have to have it, but it's the worst thing in the world.
There is one way you don't have to have it. Yeah. Because there's one way to buy. Or for a car, you don't have to anyway. If you buy it when it gets dropped off the boat and pay in gold bullion.
I mean, it's a simple way to get around it.
You never have to put a tag on it. Never has to be registered. Never have to put insurance
on it.
You're
on a road or not. You know that?
Wow. Yeah. Go for it. All right. Hey, it's the real life cockroach.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, I am
weird. He knows how to get around it. Oh,
I can
yeah.
get around anything.
I was talking to you know,
because they got a pay and wampum, but it's okay.
It's all fine. Y'all take Indian money.
I got pins and buttons.
I have a buddy of mine that just had a home birth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine that did that.
And too. So I asked
not a buddy, but the buddy's wife.
You know,
I'd say, damn, that's interesting, your buddy.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, that would have been...
What happened?
No, nothing. Said I had a buddy, but it was a buddy's wife that did it, so that's what I was saying. If a buddy would have had a home birth, that would have been rough. But the buddy's wife makes sense.
What if my buddy was a girl?
Well, I mean, buddies are usually dudes.
What are girls?
I mean, they're females.
What do you call them? You can't call them a buddy?
Usually not my buddy.
What do you call them?
I mean,
I don't know.
Usually has another word in front of the buddy word, but you know.
Girl buddy?
That'll work too, yeah. All right.
That sounds weird.
All right, go for it.
Just buddy. Just finish the damn story.
To the next point.
No,
there.
No.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
No.
I don't know. No, buddy is like, I don't know.
I mean, it
when
was.
I hear buddy, I always think a dude.
It was a dude. I was just fucking with you.
Anyway, but I was like,
finish the fucking story, goddammit.
I asked him if it wasn't for the midwife and like bringing the papers and the certificates, how easy would it have been to not register and just have a person just out there?
Oh, yeah.
Just unaccounted
just
for.
Just out there, yeah. No social security number, no nothing.
I have seen videos of people that say they don't have a social
There's
security
probably
number.
People out there that are like that, I'm sure.
Those are schizophrenics.
No, I'm probably. Pretty sure there are people out there that can't afford to go to the hospital or anything, and they just have raw birth and just raise a child. And no, I'm sure there are people out there. There's got to be.
The Amish, do they have social security numbers?
That's a good question.
I don't know
some Amish, but I haven't talked.
Never asked that question. Yeah, that's, never. That's one of those got to put on the list.
Never thought to ask. You know,
I recently met some Amish folks. First,
next time I go buy some bread, that'll be.
Well, those are Mennonite.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Well, that's a form.
Yeah, they're a little looser.
Yeah, a little bit.
They have lights.
Like we can. Yeah, we'll drive modern cars and sell you fresh baked bread that's delicious.
And good ass sandwiches.
Yeah. All of it good. Yeah. But anyway.
That's the very special segment of how a way of life develops. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the difference between an Amish person and a Mennonite.
Yeah. But, excuse me.
Do y'all? I know. Maybe somebody knows a Mennonite. I wonder, like.
They don't fraternize with us too much.
No, they really don't.
Like, they'll be nice to you.
Oh, yeah.
And speak.
You might be able to find them at a farmer's market or
I see them downtown.
Flea
market or something like that, you know? But
yeah, they don't come to Columbus. Columbus is too dangerous.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They're in Starkville. I see them in Starkville.
They really...
Starkville's a little safer than Columbus.
You think so?
I do think so. I really do.
Really do. I mean,
they have a better infrastructure.
Starkville has a little bit more of a walk of life than Columbus, to be honest with you. They have, like, there's more people that come in from all over the place in Starkville.
I don't know, man. We got that big ass air base. People underestimate how many people are out there.
It's like segregated out there, though. There's not a lot of them come out.
They don't really fraternize with us.
Yeah, a lot of them doesn't come out from the base, you know. And then we gotta have some damn kind of card or something clearance to get in. So it's like we don't see that too much. So that's how that goes. But any and everybody comes through Columbus.
I drove people. Like I would DD for folks. Well, I would drive them drunk, but. I could hide it better.
What the fuck?
He unlocked something there.
Yeah, it's on the road a lot.
That was back in the day, though.
I designated drive, of course.
Because I was drunk.
I was drunk.
They weren't driving, though, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, I would drive them back
they
on
felt
base.
Better.
You see, he's got the big limp mustache on the front of it.
I ain't gonna lie, I've definitely sought out people in the bar to drive me home that was worse than I was.
Can you drive? Oh yeah,
I've done it to myself. Yeah, the ones that can say, "Oh yeah, I can do it."
That's the ones you don't want to ride with those guys.
Like I don't know. It's like you're good.
I was always going, "Oh yeah, I got it. Where you need to go?"
Yeah, no, I have done it before.
Shit, I drove back from Atlanta all fucked up. Yeah. That was wild. Had been at a show.
Yeah.
Everybody got tired. Our designated driver was sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, I am on drugs, and I am drunk. We're doing this. And you want me to drive? Okay.
You're probably more aware than all of them, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't do it now just because of... something that I learned last year, but I've had to drive back from the coast our equivalent distances as Atlanta.
Yeah.
Messed up.
It's not fun.
And just say you start driving at best midnight, you know you're going to be driving until the sun comes up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just, with every passing minute,
it's more and more miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't enough coffee in the world, dude.
Shit,
I don't think I've done it that far. I think I've driven back from Memphis and Birmingham, probably after shows and stuff. Yeah. I've done that before. But, I mean, I wasn't, like, just, like, slammered or nothing like that. I was just feeling good.
We went and watched Coffin Cats, me, Biz.
Oh, I was there.
Were you there?
No, I was in Memphis.
Yeah.
But we saw him at New Avenue, New Young's Deli.
We got hammered. And I'm like, one of us has got to drive back, Biz. And he's like, well, I can't drive back. I'm like, well, I have a pending DUI. I can't drive.
It's just pending.
Yeah, you know, I held my DUIs out of court for a fucking long time, man. That way they forget about me.
Mine just got non-adjudicated.
Nice, man.
Thursday.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean record. Clean record.
Now you don't have... Now if you get pulled over again for a DUI, you'll get DUI 1 again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Back what a way to look at.
Yep. Yep.
You don't get defended the same, though.
No, you don't. You don't get to
no.
be like,
let they still bring it back up. They still straight like, old shit. You're like, wait a minute.
I've seen you before.
It's like, wait a minute now.
You don't get the breathalyzer this time, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to be a little bit more severe on you.
Yeah.
I've always found that funny. Like, when you become a habitual line stepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, here comes the line stepper.
They'll start up in the charges.
Yeah, every line you cross, they cross one too.
Yeah. They want to hurt your pocketbook a little bit more.
I remember that time I got those four charges. I paid fines for a year and a half because I got the payment plans because it was a couple of thousand of dollars.
Can I put that on Zillow?
And, those ladies at the police station and at City Hall in Columbus, they knew me by my first name. They knew what I was doing when I came in, and I got them a Christmas card. I saw them so much, I gave them a Christmas card. Saw them more than I saw some of my family.
Like, here, I baked y'all some brownies.
And if they had, like, cookies or something, they'd be like, you want one of these cookies? I'm like, yeah, let me get one of them cookies. Yeah, yeah.
As come it turns out, here. He tried to fight four of us at once.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I can't believe all these charges is against a nice fella like you. I'm like, I'm not nice all the time.
It's like, well, you didn't see me when it happened.
You ought to see the other guys.
Yeah, you ought to see them other dudes.
Hey, they all walk out, they look fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. Nothing. Yeah, it's just me.
It's just a calf. Who broke those?
They tased me. Four times. It was a lot of fun. See, when they used the stun gun, it wasn't connecting, so I just laughed at them. No, called them bitches.
One of those pins.
When they went, I went, boom, out.
I've been hit by those pins.
That'd be rough.
I was hit with them as a joke.
By your roommate?
No. No, this has been hell.
You ought to shoot yourself with his.
This has been 18 years ago.
Goddamn.
This is back when I was working at the truck stop.
Okay.
And we had a cop. He lived in Millport, but he enforced in Gordo.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still does that or not. Cool guy. But my old boss happened to be...
Cops are cool.
Well, I'm about to tell you a story that was cool to me that night. Is Mike come out, and he's like, hey, man, shoot Alan with your taser, and we'll pay him, like, $300. And he looked at me. He's like, wow. You cool with that? I was like...
$300? Hell yeah, let's do it.
Run it. And I definitely agree because we did it both ways.
Hell yeah.
The physical touch, not near the prongs.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
That's a whole
nother. Yeah, because that's internal.
That's a whole nother level of bitten tase.
That's different.
Yeah, that's a whole nother world right
that's
there.
That's very different. But I've seen people able to power through that.
You can.
Through the power of amphetamine.
Yeah. You seen the videos of like the chicks getting shot in the back with those and they go, they're like really into it, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's some kind of an erotica.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal.
What have we become?
Yeah. But you got paid $300 to get in?
That's kind of slow.
Man, I got hit for free. I'm mad. Like, I should have been hanging around y'all instead because I remember it's been about 25 years ago. But
I won $1,000 off a ping pong game there one time.
God damn.
Betting on like, ping pong. With not Forrest Gump playing shit.
Who's your partner?
No, everybody's like, I got the ring.
It was me, dog. I'm fucking good at ping pong.
Oh, you were playing. Okay.
I don't know if y'all know this.
You still good at ping pong?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I need to see this.
I've always wanted to try out and represent the United States at the Olympics. That would be the funniest goof to me.
He's going to have his own ping pong paddles. Shit. Damn, his face will have the Porch Talk logo on it.
Yeah. I don't want to be autistic about it like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Playing himself against a wall. Gotcha.
Eating ice cream.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's something to know, right?
I always wanted to be a ping pong champion.
Fucking ping pong.
I'm getting you some ping pong balls for your birthday next time.
Really? If I get a 2-bedroom apartment, I'm putting a ping pong table in that extra bedroom.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm gonna pull my car out and have one in the garage.
Yeah, I'll be out there
all the time.
Serving it up, dude.
I just be like, Alan, have you been home yet? No, man, I've been here since Sunday.
I wonder how that works. It's like, obviously, like, I would assume it'd be like broken down into, I couldn't see counties in a state this big, but maybe by like northeast, northwest. Oh,
I can't see that many places having a ping pong champion, you know. But
just think about Alabama being
going to break it down a little wider than that.
You would go you'd go to Birmingham for the tryouts,
yeah,
to represent the state. Then you go to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah. might go to Montgomery instead.
Yeah, don't go to Birmingham.
It might be Montgomery.
Yeah. State capital, yeah. Yeah.
Might be. So, Mississippi, you had to go to Jackson.
You're going to get shot. You're going to be like, be damn good with that damn paddle. You're going to be deflecting damn fucking bullets and shit. Like, damn. Like, when you live around here, you get good at it, though. You had that bulletproof paddle.
Yeah. This is the bulletproof ping pong paddle. Its specialized grip is just for my hand.
We're going to be calling you the ping pong pew pew.
This is my ping pong pistol. This should have a ping pong ball.
Ping pong pew pew. Wow.
Learn something fucking new every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Alan Ping Pong Champion. Beat Forrest Gump.
Y'all ain't never read that in my bio?
I guess I didn't. I didn't read that part. I missed it.
Let me show you.
You talk about ping pong. And you...
read my bio.
Oh, God.
Read the bio.
Oh, I can't see that. I'm blind. Moonlight says the ping pong champion of Alabama. That is literally what it says.
You see this?
That's his bio on Facebook.
Wanna be music? Okay, wanna be musician? Can see that one. Window licker? Can concur. Moonlight's is ping pong champion of Alabama. So he was not lying.
Yep.
I can agree with all of those,
yeah.
Except for the ping pong champion.
Just the moonlighter.
Because I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to replace the pool table with ping pong table, guys.
I don't actually know how to play ping pong.
This room ain't big enough.
I know.
Oh, you need to. You like that. You like the.
You like to get back. He's got to have like arena size.
I play for real shit.
It's kind of like tennis, but kind of like ping pong.
Pickleball.
Yeah. You think you can play that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that requires a lot of movement.
I'm out of shape. Ping pong.
Yeah. Oh, so.
I could play the ping pong they do with like soccer balls. You seen that? Where you play soccer, but it was like ping pong. You ain't seen that? I could do that.
God, I could imagine that hurting, though. If you caught somebody's, like, kick.
No, it's just two people. There's one on each side. It's just like playing ping pong, but you're kicking a soccer ball, and you're doing it just the same way. You never seen that? Yeah, but the tables, like, arc. It's weird. Look it up. It's pretty interesting. I don't know. I like soccer, though, so it's just me. I mean, anyway.
Like soccer?
I do like soccer. I'm not a big sports guy. I'm not big on sports ball. But, you know, I like soccer.
Who's your team?
Of soccer?
Oh, you just like watching?
No, I just, yeah. Actually,
Did you get into it because of that show?
I like to play. I don't mind playing soccer. But if I'm going to watch a sport, it's going to be volleyball.
Volleyball?
Yeah. Huh. Women's volleyball, of course. But, you know, that's the sport I prefer to watch, you know.
Hell yeah. We're learning all
kind of things. I mean, to be honest, that's what I'd rather watch. But, you know.
If it's college, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I will watch a baseball or a softball game.
Yeah.
Like, when we would go to Alabama, and this is back when Alabama was really good at softball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had a big...
They used to have a really good softball team.
They were on point.
And when I was in high school, man, our softball team at high school was good. So, I mean, we would... Hell, I'd go watch them.
Because
they
were good. Yeah, they go all over the place.
They were good. They were always, like, going to state and shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, I halfway understood that culture.
Yeah.
And if you get a good game of softball... You know, the biggest
it's interesting, yeah.
And the biggest difference between it and baseball?
Yeah.
It don't take all day.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
About a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour gig.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
I'm sitting out there in the outfield.
Smoking crack.
Hell, yeah. Thank you, Cobb.
We miss you, brother.
Yeah, man. When you coming back?
Come on back.
I was trying to think of how to phrase this, but
don't cry on us now.
Ain't got no car.
Yeah, got some car troubles. That does happen. That does happen. That's rough.
The car won't run, Mr. Boucher.
My mama said.
I was quoting that the other day. I don't know how that comes up for me. We'll be in meetings, I guess, because it's all about water.
Right.
And I'm
the water boy.
I got a water spoon too.
You're talking about water? What are we doing here?
you can't be serving that to the players. It is imperative for me to be your water boy.
That is inferior H2O. You could not do that, no.
Let's go cry and say I could.
Is it from a glacier? And,
it was blessed by Eskimo.
Is it cold
Eskimo?
By Eskimo? And is it always cold? No? Okay. Damn. Waterboy. I need to come out with another Waterboy. Fuck it, damn Happy Gilmore. Well, you want to see homos naked?
That's actually a different movie.
I know. That's Joe Dirt. But they threw him in there. Back. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I love it. It's all full circle.
It's all
full circle. It's all in there.
What's and that? Billy Madison production.
You can do it. He's everywhere.
Rob Schneider. You can do it. Any Happy Madison film has Rob Schneider and that guy.
Yeah.
That fucking nah guy.
Yep.
It's always got a guy like, who's the guy? He played Crazy Eyes.
Oh, Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. Yeah. Well, no, actually, Steve Buscemi retired.
Yeah.
Did completely, yeah. He's not in films anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, I guess Hubie Halloween was probably his last, huh? Probably.
Well, actually, he came back to do Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, he was still retired. He was retired at that point. He just kind of like, yeah, I'll do you a solid. You know? But. Yeah,
he stepped out of the fucking limelight, dude.
He ruled in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah, he was fucking awesome. Well,
Mr. Pink? Is that wasn't he Mr. Pink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Don't double charge me for that. Anything else y'all want to cover? I think I got a couple of felonies I need to take out of this episode. But
nah, fuck them.
Check them off the list.
Come and get me.
We've all talked about
it. What if that happened?
I would be warm and fed for at least a year or two.
There you have it, folks. I'll leave it. Well, if y'all don't have anything else to do, y'all come to Porch Fest in April.
It's cool.
We'll talk about it every episode.
I'm going to be there every hour for 15 minutes.
We'll know.
And then I'll leave.
We all going to walk up and say, surprise, motherfucker!
And then we'll leave. Peace.
I think that I'm dying. Do you want to go out? Because we can play some Pac-Man or go to the library. We can order some pad thai without the MSG.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.